You know, to be honest, there are some days when I feel like I can walk on the water. And then there are other days I'm not sure I can walk across land. But I know He's able. He's able to do all things. The message tonight, I guess, is a little bit strange. Not really strange. I guess just so basic that sometimes we forget it. I've entitled this catchy sermon, Jesus Loves You. Jesus loves you. We are told in the book of John how much God so loved the world. Said that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have life, everlasting life. He said, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. I feel a world out there who feels unloved. Sometimes that's the same lie the enemy tries to bring inside the church, that you're not loved. I don't know that we all need spiritual hearing aids or not, but we need to discern the voice that we listen to. Because there is competition for your ears, and there's competition for your thoughts. The enemy wants to have you think on certain things, and God wants you to have you think on other things. And when I was praying, God simply said, tell them I love them. I said, well, I think they know that. He said, you tell them anyhow. So I'm telling you, Jesus loves you. One of the core basics, I think, sometimes we forget. We sing it in a little children's song, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Just another plug to read the Word. That's one of the things we learn in the Word of God, that He loves us. He loves us. You have your Bibles, flip to 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards you, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. And He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Scripture says there's no greater love of this than a man would lay down his life for another. That's the greatest demonstration of love, and that is what we've seen upon the cross. Love of God in full display laying down his life for the remission of our sins. He became the price. We receive the reward. Someone said, well, how do you know God loves you? I look at the cross and say, how can you not? How can you not know? There's some who think God just made us and we're on our own, but that's not what the Word tells me. See, he made us to have fellowship with him. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. You are loved. This is way too deep. You're not getting it. That part was serious. The love that God has for us, we think of it sometimes much too lightly. We love everything now. We love hot dogs. We love ketchup. We love French fries. We love whatever. But I'm talking, this is an agape love. God loves us. No restrictions. No exceptions. He doesn't say, I love you if you reach 6 foot in height. He doesn't say, I'll only love you if you're a descendant of Abraham. He just said, I'm going to love you unconditionally. We put too many conditions on the love of the world. I'll love you if you love me. But if you don't love me, then I want nothing to do with you. He loves us enough to lay down his life. Save us. To help us. I know people who give away money to help somebody. I even know people give away a car. Or even people give away a house. But to give their life? When I think of God's love, there's no other word than said, it's amazing. The creator of the universe loves me. Loves you. I don't think I'm getting this through. You are loved by the all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing God. He knows your name. And he desires your company. Can't seem to get this across. Jesus loves you. Love is the whole foundation of Christianity. We used to sing a song, I am loved. You are loved. Now I can risk loving you. Because the one who knows me best, loves me most. We sing a song, oh how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. We're not getting this. I'm going to ask the musicians to come back. I don't often ask you to come back, but come on back. Get your church hymnals. Let me see where this song is. Page 87 in the church hymnal. just sit tight, musicians. I might have another one in me. But you read the verse here? Sometimes the enemy comes in. If God really loves you, you wouldn't have this sickness. You wouldn't have this disease. You wouldn't have this issue. You wouldn't have this problem. That's not the voice you need to be listening to. You need to be listening to voices, I love you. I love you when you're young. I love you when you're strong, and I love you when you're weak. I love you when you're old and when you're sick and when you're dying. I love you. This is how he loves us. It wasn't conditioned upon the color of our hair or the size of our waistline. He said, I love you. Every aspect, I love you. Every aspect about you. This is the love of God. Yet we battle the enemy every day when he comes in and says, you're not worthy. I'm here tonight to tell you, you're worthy of his love because he loves you. He loves you. Doesn't matter the size of your bank account. Doesn't matter. He loves you, rich and poor. Doesn't matter the color of your skin or whether you're male or female. He loves you. He loves you. Turn to page 220. 220. The love of God. We know this one? Oh, boy. This was written many, many years ago. About 100 years ago, it was copyrighted. Somebody knew about the love of God 100 years ago. Can you believe that? The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches all measureless and You read the bottom of that. It said, the last stanza of this song was penciled on the wall of a narrow room in an asylum by a man who is said to have been demented. The profound lines were discovered after his death. The love of God, more than what we can imagine, more than what we can contain. Switch books. I know in Hymns of the Spirit, page 24, we sing another song about love divine. I'm telling you, that last song was over 100 years old, and the love of God hasn't changed, hasn't failed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. These writers got it. They figured out God loves them. God loves you. This was written none other than by Charles Wesley. We're about to learn it. Hallelujah. Love divine, all love excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love art thou. Hallelujah. How many used to sing that song in the old days? Yeah, Brother Ramsey. All right. Oh, we got two more. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Sometimes when you're singing, I think it's page 265, isn't it? 265. We find something good about love. Is that in the other book or this book? Yeah, let's go back to the other book. You're flexible. You can do it. Oh, yeah. We know this one, don't we? I'm telling you, I'm going to sing love into you tonight, one way or the other.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else. Love lifted. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
We got about 3/4 of you there. One more, Sister Louie. Let's go to 179. We know that one. Fill my way with love.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly God, let me know all the while with the song and a smile.
God so profound. It's like the air we breathe. We take it for granted. It's just always there, the love of God. You can't outrun the love of God. Everywhere you go, you run into the love of God. God loves us. Are we worthy in our own right? No. But that doesn't stop him from loving us. That doesn't stop him from loving us. He loves us.
He loves you enough to give you a sunrise every morning. He loves you enough to give you a sunset in the evening. He loves you enough to give you air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat. He paints the hills for your entertainment, the leaves, the mountains, the beauty. He gives life every spring, after the cold of winter, and through the summer when we see the seasons of growth, he loves us. And then every fall he gets out his paint set and pours it down over the mountains from the top to the bottom. Jesus told his disciples, I have to go away, but I want you to remember this. In Matthew 28:20, he said these words, Lo, I am with you always. I'm the shepherd who will stay by my sheep. I'll protect you when the enemy comes in. I'll lead you to the green pastures. I'll lead you to the still waters. I'll keep you through the paths of life. There's nothing that can separate us. The love of God is too strong. Nothing will tear us apart. Nothing can come in and break the bond of God to us. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us also. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Wasn't that sort of the message that the Holy Spirit spoke to us this morning? I didn't realize it, but that's the scripture. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Distress? No. Persecution? No. Famine? Nakedness? No. Peril? The sword? No. No. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him that loved us. I don't know about you, but I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. No principality, no power, nothing from the pits of hell, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you persuaded tonight? Understand, when he wrote to the Romans, and we'll get to that in a week or two probably, to take up the name of Jesus and to bear the cross may be a death penalty. He said, but I'm persuaded that neither death nor life. He said, if they kill me, can't separate me from God. If I have to live through some hard times, can't separate me from the love of God. My mind's made up. Whether the barn's full, whether the barn's empty. Whether I see the answer to my prayer or never do. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Not all the demons in hell, but combined together, can separate you from the love of God. No power, no thing present, no thing to come. Nothing. 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 Don't let the enemy come in and tell you that God doesn't love you. I'm here tonight to tell you, very simply, God loves you. Not a Valentine love with a little heart and an arrow. I'm talking a real love. Love so great that he would lay down his life and pay the penalty that you owed. That's an amazing love. Bible says, scarcely would a man lay down his life for a good man, but Jesus went out and said, while we were yet sinners, he loved us then. Oh, he loves us so much more now. When we are returned that love to him. The enemy comes in and says, you're nothing. I'm here to tell you, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a treasure to the one true living God. And the battle that you're going through, it can't separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. God loves you. He loves you. Yes, he loves you. Church, I just want us to take a minute to find a spot just to love him back a little bit. Can we do that? Let's just find a place to pray. Is there any sweeter thing than being told you're loved? Love makes life worth living. And the love of God makes it all worthwhile. You know, in our calendar, we have a Mother's Day to remind kids to call mom and say, "Hey, I love you." And on the calendar in June, we have Father's Day, where we're supposed to remind people to call your father and tell him you love him. This is the day just to call the Lord and tell him you love him. Hallelujah. Isn't that a nice way to end a phone call? When someone says, "I love you." Much better than bye-bye. "I love you." Powerful. I think it's pretty powerful. I think it moves all of heaven when we take the time to tell him we love him too. Sometimes we get so busy, we have our lists and our things and our prayer requests and all this. But sometimes it's simply, we just need to tell him we love him. That love is an amazing thing. It's all powerful. "Lo, I'm with you always." That's the love of God. Nothing on this earth or outside this earth can separate us from that love. I want you to walk in that love this week. When the enemy comes in to beat you up, it doesn't matter, devil, I'm loved. Doesn't matter, devil, I'm loved. Doesn't matter, devil, I'm loved. Let's just abound in the love that God has so freely given us. The cornerstone of our entire faith, and sometimes one of the most forgotten aspects. We get busy doing things for God after doing good, and we miss the fact that it's a relationship. Relationships take effort. Talking to Sister Mary this afternoon, her and Tom have been together for 53 years. Takes effort to maintain a relationship. Takes effort. In our relationship with God, we can drift away from that too. Nothing can separate us, only we can forfeit it. Walk under the anointing of His love this week. You know, when you are loved this way, you can love others even if they don't love you back. Because in the natural, it doesn't make sense when Jesus said, "Love your enemies." Who wants to love your enemies? We want to hate our enemies. But when you realize the kind of love He gives us, we can even love those who despitefully use us. We can love those who badmouth you on Facebook. We can love those who gossip death you on the gossip grapevine. Because it really doesn't matter. We're already grounded in a love that's pure. A love that's sound. A love with no end. Amen. Anybody need to testify before we dismiss tonight?